is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Protests precede UN summit on climate change. Hundreds of thousands of protesters joined worldwide demonstrations Sunday calling for adoption of global environmental controls as world leaders headed to Paris for the opening Monday of the UN climate summit. Activists linked hands in the heart of the deadly Islamic State terrorist attacks earlier this month that killed 130 people. But peaceful protests turned violent, with police firing tear gas at some demonstrators. More than 200 protesters were detained. About 150 world leaders are expected at the start of the summit, including President Obama, China's President Xi Jinping, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The goal of the summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, perhaps less, compared to pre-industrial revolution levels by curbing fossil fuel emissions that are blamed for climate change. Syrian activists said Sunday airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others at a busy marketplace in northern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes occurred in Ariha, a town in Idlib province about 20 kilometers from the Turkish border. Voters in Burkina Faso voted Sunday for a new president and parliament in what's being called the country's most open election in history. First results are expected late Monday. If no one earns more than 50% of the vote, a second round will be held. This is VOA News.